Today is election day in states like New Jersey and Virginia, where there are big governor's races. But even though voters aren't going to the polls in Alaska, it's not totally quiet here. A group that wants to remove state legislator Lindsey Holmes from office is turning in their recall application tomorrow morning. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Recall sponsors believe that the Anchorage representative is unfit for office because she changed her party affiliation from Democrat to Republican before starting her term. They've collected over 1,000 signatures from people supporting their application, and at least 800 of those need to come from registered voters in Holmes' district. Weegee Tazi is helping lead the effort, and he says he's confident that most of their signatures are valid.
One of the things that Representative Holmes might have been counting on is the complacency of the voters in her district. And we're not complacent.
The recall process is long and complicated. Once the application is submitted, the Division of Elections verifies the signatures and judges the argument for the recall. If the application is accepted, sponsors then have to collect another round of signatures, this time from 25% of the district's voters. Tazi says that they have volunteers ready to knock on doors, and they have plenty of tennis ball bumper stickers to hand out, referencing a controversial appropriation for tennis courts that Holmes supported. If the sponsors trigger a special election and the recall question is successful, Holmes would have to give up her office. But there wouldn't be a follow-up election to replace her. Her seat would be treated like any other vacancy, where the governor has a month to decide on an appointment. Because of the recall group's timing, there is the possibility that that could happen during the legislative session. Tazi says he would rather have no representation over Holmes.
Regardless of what happens in the legislature, in terms of whether or not we would create a vacancy in the middle of the session, is in some respects besides the point. You cannot abuse the process like that and expect people to just stand by.
There has never been a successful attempt to recall a legislator in Alaska. A group of Ketchikan voters tried to remove then-Representative Kyle Johansson from office in 2011, but the Division of Elections rejected the argument that renouncing his leadership position and caucus membership qualified as incompetence and neglect of duties. Holmes did not respond to a request for an interview in time for this story. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.